Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Another transition of power in Japan.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Japan has a new leader. Shinzo Abe will become the country's 7th prime minister in 6 years. In a speech today, he said the road ahead will not be easy, especially for Japan's sluggish economy. Abe takes power at a time of increasing tension with China, and Beijing is on alert, as our China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Shinzo Abe has told Japanese voters he'd take a tough stance on territorial disputes with China. The two countries have been sparring over a chain of islands in the East China Sea. International relations professor Huang Dahui at Renmin University in Beijing thinks Abe will cool his rhetoric now that his party has won.
Japan fully understands China is their most important trading partner. If Japan wants to improve its own economy, it has to value its relationship with China.
And that means, Huang says, that Abe should lay off on making territorial claims over what China recognizes as the Diaoyu Islands. In the past year, China's government certainly hasn't heeded that advice. It's made threats and sent its navy to the region, prompting dozens of anti-Japanese protests throughout China. The dispute is already having an impact on trade between the two nations. Japanese automakers have cut production in China in half. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
There are big questions about who the next leader of Italy will be. Mario Monti announced plans to resign as prime minister after next year's budget is passed, and former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has put his name back in the mix. Meanwhile, the country's leaders are trying to reassure global markets that Italy is moving in the right direction. The Italian finance minister, Vittorio Grilli, took a trip to New York and Washington for meetings to do just that, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How would you describe Italy's economy right now? Is it financially stable?
Yeah, I mean, it's financially stable. Our major weakness is our level of debt to GDP. We know that we have to push it down, and the prerequisite to do that was to have a balanced budget. From that point of view, I think our public finance right now looks pretty good. But in order for that debt-to-GDP ratio to go down, we also need to change the dynamics of the denominator, that is the growth of our GDP.
Now, you're not a political guy going back, right? You're a civil servant.
Yes, I am.
So how have you been able to handle the politics of all this? Because obviously, every time you put through an austerity measure, you have to deal with how the people react to that, and you have to stay in power.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, I am an academic and a civil servant as a career. This is a special government. It is a government made all by sort of technical people, no politicians. So somehow that helped from the point of view of the awareness of our population, of our citizens, that certain things, albeit tough and unpleasant, needed to be done. And my prime minister is very skillful and understanding of the challenges of how to manage the policy through parliament.
Well, of course, he's been in the news in the last week because he's announced that he's going to resign. And there's been question about whether Silvio Berlusconi is going to come back into power. Do you think that's going to happen? And if it does, what will it do to your reforms?
I think that the news of my prime minister resigning right after the approval of the budget somehow has been, there have been somehow an overreaction at the very beginning. Frankly, since our reform agenda is certainly not finished, actually need to be continued and to be deepened, having election is what we really need, because next governments will need a strong electoral mandate to keep pushing through these major reforms.
Final question. Do you think the euro is going to stay together?
Yes, it will stay together. And all the effort that we have been making is exactly to reassure everyone that that is a one-way street. All step that we've taken in an accelerated way to make sure and reassure that the euro is in a reversible process.
Vittorio Grilli is the finance minister of Italy. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you to you. Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly lower in global trading this morning, down 0.4% in Hong Kong, down 0.6% right now in London. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 20 points to close at 13,135.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Later this week, the federal government will roll out a plan that's supposed to offer some debt relief to students. It'll allow people to pay a percentage of their income rather than a fixed amount every month. It's open to current college graduates, college students rather, and recent graduates only. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Under the new plan, called Pay As You Earn, borrowers will pay back 10% of their discretionary income for up to 20 years. Then whatever's left on their federal student loan is forgiven. Economist Mary King at Portland State University says the old model of fixed monthly payments, often several hundred dollars a month, is untenable.
Something has to give. The load on young people right now is appalling. Student loan debt is now larger than credit card debt, and it's hampering people at a time when they have all kinds of other economic issues against them.
Like high unemployment and low wages, says Lauren Asher at the Institute for College Access and Success.
Research consistently shows that starting your career during a down economy can suppress your earnings for more than a decade.
A time when, instead of paying for an education they've already received, young people should be saving for a home, more education, or retirement. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally to the story we're all thinking about this morning, the tragic shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. It's been an emotional weekend for all of us, even those of us who didn't personally know any of the victims. But for me, at least, there have been some uplifting moments. One of them came from some New York Times journalists who decided to buy Newtown breakfast. They simply called restaurants there, offered up their credit card information, and paid someone's tab. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.